Hey guys, my name is Nicole Carlson and welcome to The Nicole Carlson Show. This show is about coming back to yourself and living the life you desire. And the reason this is so, so important to me is because in my 20s, I was living a life that I hated. I was married to a man that I didn't trust. And I was in a career I hated. And I felt dead inside. I felt empty inside. And I felt trapped. And I just shut down emotionally and just lived my life on autopilot. And I know that so many of us are doing this. And I know that we are shut down because we're in pain. We feel like we have to compromise. We feel like we have to give up on what we want to get some of what we want. And we're miserable. And I believe that what happens is we have some pain, we start living like this, and then something happens in our life where we have sort of an awakening. And for me, my mom got cancer at 47, and she passed away before she even turned 48. And that was big for me because I realized that time is short. We only have so long on this earth. And I knew that I couldn't keep living the way I was living, if you could even call it that. But I didn't know what to do. I did not know how to change my situation. And so what I did was I got a divorce. I sold my house. And one day I quit my job. I sold my car 1 hour later. And the next day I was on a one-way ticket to Spain. And I traveled over the next 8 months. And then I kept coming back and then leaving and traveling again. Here's the thing. I didn't heal from my pain. I didn't take care of some of the things that I was going through in my 20s. And so my problems followed me. My problems followed me in my 30s. Because if you do not fix whatever's going on in your relationship to money, in your business, those problems will follow you. So you can leave that relationship. You can leave your business. You can get a new job that pays you more money, but you are going to fall into the same patterns because there's healing that needs to be done. We have subconscious things going on, beliefs that keep us from really making a change in our lives, from really being able to flip that switch. And so I wanted for me to start living my life and doing what I wanted to do and feeling alive. And once I got that, I wanted that for other people because I saw that so many people were going through the same thing I was, where they had problems in their marriage and problems in their relationships and trauma that they hadn't healed from. And they were hurting. And it is causing them money problems and problems in their business, and they feel trapped. And I want them to know that there's a solution. There's an out. And it could be a one-way ticket to Spain, but it doesn't have to be that. You can heal and go through figuring out who you are and what you want in the comfort of your own home. And so that's what this podcast is about. That's what this show is about. And if you are here today and you're listening to my podcast and you're listening to these shows, what I want you to know is that you can change everything in your life. You have the power to do that. And I want to give you as much as I can to help empower you. But really, ultimately, it's up to you. So there's a few things I have for you besides the show. If you go to my, I have a Facebook group called The Revival. If you go to Facebook, type in The Revival or go into the show notes, there is a link to my Facebook group where I have Facebook Lives and I give you guys more support. So that is free for everyone. I also, if you go to the show notes, have a free training, how to 10X your life and get the passion you crave. That is also in the show notes. So go check that training out. And then for a very select few, if my message resonates with you, if you know that you are in this situation where you are unhappy in your life, basically, but in your relationships and in your business or in your career, and you feel like just everything is off in your life, then there's an application in the show notes to apply to work with me. So go to the show notes, check that out, and apply to work with me. And we'll see if we're a good fit, and then we'll go forward. Okay. I will not have a video that's like the one I just posted. I refuse. I must have the whole, I don't know. You know, you're supposed to like turn your phone horizontal, and I started a video, didn't do that, so now we're horizontal, now we're good, the light is on, love is in the air. I'm just very goofy right now. Okay, so faith versus fear. When you get on, if I say this now, no one's on. So, okay. Waiting for you. Okay. What is up with me? I believe that this is what happens when I am in faith. I just let go. I let go. I feel good. I feel like everything's going to work. Everything that I do is going to work. And it allows me to relax. Where are you guys? So no one's on yet. So replay viewers, when you get on, hit replay. But this was totally unplanned, this whole live, whatever I'm about to say, I have not planned. Have no idea what's going to come out of my mouth. I already am surprised at the direction that we're going. So faith versus fear. Now we can go a lot of places like with this, but really, it's about your soul. It's about the way, and I don't want to use the word should, but the way you should be living your life. And I mean should as in the way you really want to live your life. I feel like I should wait for some of you. But it's really about the way you want to live your life. Yeah, we want money and our soulmate clients and our soulmate and six-pack abs. Okay, maybe that's just me. But we want these things because we think that they are going to make us happy. And while they do to some extent, especially the abs, who's on? Somebody just joined me. Is it Phil? That's my guess. Nope. Rux, hey. So we're talking about faith versus fear and what we want our lives to be like. We want our lives to be fun, be enjoyable. Like, we want to truly enjoy our lives. And I remember when I was starting my business, I had all these things to do. I just, you know, I had the website and I was constantly doing blog posts and doing all these things and just having so much fear. And I knew that you couldn't attract money or clients being in fear. So it was like this, there's a bear in front of me, but you're trying not to act afraid and trying to like get close to the clients and trying not to act afraid, but you're like trying to get away from the bear and like you're pretending not to be afraid when all of this is like, you're scared inside and you're like, am I gonna get a client? What do I have to do to get a client? Like, I have to get my website done and I have to get blah, blah, blah. And it's just such a yucky place to be and it doesn't work. And you know it doesn't work, so then you're trying to act like you're not afraid. And then maybe you don't even know how afraid you actually are. So it's just like, it's exhausting. You just get to this point of exhaustion. And if you've been there, comment a one. For those of you who have businesses. And you know, because this anxiety keeps coming back and you're like, am I doing the right thing? What am I supposed to do? But here's the thing. Making money, you actually create money with your mind, right? And maybe you don't quite understand that yet, but we create everything through our thoughts and we bring in our soulmate clients with our thoughts. And that's how we create money, right? Through our clients, but we can create money other ways, right? Someone just manifested $24,000, right? But it was through I don't want to say a scholarship, but like, the company was going to pay for her master's program, right? That is allowing money in. And that happened. She was able to create that. So everything is about not being, having this faith that everything's gonna work out. And it's great if you can move to that place. And if you can move to that place with your relationship, if you can just know that no matter what happens, you are going to call in your soulmate relationship. You know that you have confidence in yourself, that you are going to do whatever it takes to call in that soulmate relationship. And that's what I just did a Facebook Live on my personal page, kind of about this, how in 2017, I'm like, oh my God, the year thing is fucking my head. In 2017, I just knew that I was done having relationships that neglected me. And I was like, ugh, never gonna have that problem again. done, and then I did whatever it took, and it was me deciding to fix the problem, me working through being a single woman again and really getting into self-love, me working on my healing, working on my love blocks, working on my limiting beliefs, and finally getting to the point to allow my soulmate in, right? So it's just like, now my faith has grown every step of that journey, created more and more faith that I was going to become the woman that attracted her soulmate, and that I was going to do whatever it took, because I was backing myself the whole way. I was like, okay, all right, what do I need to do? What I need, who do I need to be to call in that soulmate? And now, if anything feels off in my relationship, I don't worry about it, because I see the vision of us getting married. I already know the end result. And having that much faith changes everything. That's how I know that no matter what this month looks like in my business or what last month looks like in my business, I know that I'm going to be connected with my soulmate clients and money's going to come. That's it. That's the end of the story. There's nothing that I need to worry about. And it's really crazy for me to see like people running around trying to figure out all this little shit. Like, yeah, I'm trying to figure out Facebook ads, but I'm not as obsessive about the Facebook ads and the conversion. And I don't know if you've gotten into that, Rux, you probably haven't. But you know, we're so concerned about all these little details, and we're running around instead of just knowing that these things are going to be attracted to us because we have the right mindset. It's so much easier. I feel like I have honestly found the fountain of youth, I would say. Hi, Raya. With this whole thing, like, instead of worrying about, am I gonna attract my soulmate? Am I gonna make the money? Am I gonna attract the right clients? Am I gonna attract the right opportunity? What do I need to do? And all these fucking little things that make us crazy running around trying to figure out all this stuff, why don't we just focus on becoming the person that attracts the money, that attracts the soulmate, that attracts the opportunity, that attracts all these things, right? Why don't we just become that person and shift our mindset? And this is what I do. This is what I do with my high level clients. And this is why people hire me, because when they work with me, all these things shift, because we shift this. You don't have to go, this is how I know how to do everything. You don't have to go off after all these things around you, driving yourself crazy, running yourself down. I really need to put this, upload this video and send it out to my email list. But you don't have to do that, because it's exhausting. Like, if you just know that you are the person that these things will come to because you believe so much, and then because you believe in yourself, and these are the things that I did, right? Because you believe in yourself that you're gonna win a bodybuilding competition, you hire the coaches because you know you're gonna win, and why not make it easy on yourself? Because you know that you're going to call in your soulmate relationship, why am I going to worry if Marco seems upset with me today, right? Which he's not, but he's sick. Then he feels like he's upset. I don't fucking care. I already know he's not mad at me. I already know he's going through some stuff. Like, he's sick. You guys saw my post yesterday. Poor guy. He manifested that, by the way. Don't ever tell him I told you that. But I'm not going to worry about our relationship because I know the future. Like, I know it. And to get to that point is where I take my clients, where I take, you know, anyone who works with me to get that kind of belief in who they are and what they're doing, right? And you guys know that for the longest time, I was lost. I was doing software engineering. I was married to a man that I did not trust. And the whole, like, for almost 20 years of my life, I was thinking, what the hell is this shit show? What am I doing? Because I didn't see where all of that was going. But once I decided that I was in control of my life and my destiny and I didn't have to work at a software engineering job, I started shifting my beliefs and I created this business, right? And now I don't really work. I mean, you can consider this work, but it's just like everything that I do is about love. I wrote my book, Addicted, because it just came from my soul. That's not work, right? I work with my clients and I live this stuff and I just pour out my love to my clients. Yeah, it's work, but it's not, right? I have a VA. I don't really worry about that. I know the future. So where are you getting so concerned about the details and where is it running you down? And is it worth it? Right? And Rux, you've already told me that you don't know where you're going in a lot of ways, right? Which is fine. But you also, deep down inside, you know where you want to go. You just need coaching to help pull that out. I hope you don't mind I picked on you. You just need some coaching to pull that out. And I mean, you're not any different than anyone else here, right? You aren't. I mean, even me, like I needed some coaching to pull out this stuff, right? And it's so easy for me to look at your situation or anyone's situation and see all the things behind the things. Like you guys talk about the things that are, you know, whatever come is, let me see. How it happens is none of your business. I think that's the best thing I've learned yet. Okay. She's not being rude to me. It sounds a little rude. Yes. Like how you get to that end goal is not important. Like, we're so worried about how to get to the end goal. Like, how am I going to get to, you know, Hawaii so that Marco could marry me? That sounded weird. Or that we can get engaged, right? Because we're going to get engaged in Hawaii. Like, how are we going to get there? Not worried about it, right? Are not your... Yeah, I was like, my lesson's a little bit rude. But like, how are we going to get to Hawaii? And when I first dreamt that, when I first visualized Marco proposing, Marco and I getting married on a beach, I had no idea that he was going to show up in my living room 4 days later saying, I'm going to follow you wherever you go. I'm like, well, that's not an answer to prayer. I've never heard one. And it's just like, once you decide and shift your energy, everything changes. Your clients come in, money comes in, money shows up, your soulmate shows up. Like you, and then like, you guys also know that for a year, before I manifested him, that I was just like, in love with him, knew he was in love with me, and there was a block. And I was just like, the whole time, I was like, I just need to shift something inside of me. I just need to shift something inside of me. And I knew it, But for me, I need to learn it by doing it. I need to actually go through the process or have a coach. Like, books don't work. Like, I will literally read 10 minutes, not 10 minutes, like a few chapters of a book and be like, ugh, done. Like, that's not helpful. So if they put their good shit in the back, I never get there. But I actually have to go through the process and experience it. But that's actually also what helps my clients, because everything that you guys say or my clients say, I'm like, I already know the answers. I already know how to solve that. Don't worry about that. Like, that's not a problem. And I've helped everyone through like all this business shit, manifesting up to $250,000, relationship stuff, turning their whole marriage around after 4 years of being on the brink. What else? Weight loss, crazy weight loss stories. Losing 65 pounds in 15 weeks without a diet, like really healthy stuff. Just all these insane results. But really, the core of that is always the mindset and coming to yourself and being at peace. Like, what would it feel like to not be in fear, to not have that anxiety? And by the way, anxiety is good for you. If you work with me, actually, I can tell you how to take care of that. It's a sign. It's not bad. It's not like, don't take a pill for it. Like, get a coach. But what would it feel like to not have that anxiety, not have that depression, not have that like overwhelm of all these things that you need to take care of, and just to be able to like come to your center and be so calm that you know all these things are just going to come to you. For real. Really. After To Manifest Marco, I can't read it because I'm wearing white, so I have to. After You Manifested Marco, did you kind of find it surreal? I still find it surreal. I still can't believe. Can you tell when I do a live? Whenever I say it, I'm like, I'm still like, holy shit. I still lie in bed at night going, is this fucking for real? Because now that my future husband and I are now committed relationship, I feel I haven't grasped. Oh, yeah, okay, so big thing. I have to take off a sock. I have the other sock off. Okay, big thing is I found it so surreal that I didn't tell a soul for a month. I just sat on it. I was just like, I'm not telling anybody. I'm keeping my mouth shut. And I didn't tell anybody because I was like, is this real? You guys, when you hear the story, it's freaking crazy how powerful and how quickly he was just like, I'm yours. I'm like, what? Whoa. And then after I did that, I was like, okay, clean out drawers, clean out closet, get rid of all my ex's stuff. And right now I'm manifesting him moving in. I'm unavailable for him not to live here. Which I actually texted him and was like, hey, we need to talk about you moving in. I have the same feeling. Yeah, it is super surreal. But this is how life is and how life should be. You should be getting crazy amounts of money in your bank account. You should be getting, and it's not crazy actually, you should be getting manifesting your soulmate relationship. You should be pursued. You should, like, these things naturally actually come to us. This is how life is. We shouldn't feel like it's surreal, but we've been blocking it and living our lives in such a way that we've just, we think that life is this other way of struggle, but it's not. He literally calls me the love of his life and his future wife. I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. You're my poster child right now. That's so awesome. So how long have we been on? Okay. Okay. Anything else on faith versus fear? Fear is shitty. It repels everything that you want. But very few people really know how to move into this faith. This whole faith. I have so much, like, there are some days where I have anxiety, where I'm like, ugh, I don't feel good. But those are very few and far between. Now, we can have a talk about anxiety another time. But there is a certain way to deal with anxiety. And you should actually help in a healthy person should actually have some anxiety sometimes. Okay? But you actually need to know how to handle it and how to deal with that. I coach on that. So, that being said, you should not be living with it. Faith and fear can't reside in the same space. So what's the best way to change course? So there's a lot of different ways you actually, so we would have to work together on figuring out what is going on, because because we actually need to take care of that, right? I can give you the override switch for getting rid of fear, okay? The override switch is being in gratitude, love, getting to those feelings, right? Love, gratitude. But the thing of it is that's just, that's not a fix for the real problem. That helps you through it, but you still actually need to take care of the real problem. If you are in fear, that means you need to take care of, like, maybe your bank account is on empty and you need to go sign some clients. Like, do the work. If you are in fear, maybe you need to heal from some past trauma. Then you need to hire a coach or do some work yourself. Probably I would recommend hiring a coach, which I coach on. And yes, of course, I think all of you should work with me. If that's not obvious, I don't know what else is. But you've got to take care of that issue. Whatever is causing the fear is going to keep coming back. Whatever is causing the anxiety is going to keep coming up. Usually there's a life shift that needs to happen. Maybe a few. But if you need something immediately to get out of that fear, you go to gratitude. You go to love. You think about these things. Okay? And if you want to talk to me more about any of these things, we can talk about that privately. But yeah, does that help? I don't have fear any longer. I can't read on white. I get these short spurts of anxiety and then try to reframe the situation in my mind and then it dissipates, but I don't know what it branches from because it seems random. Yep, that is something that I would say would be, let's work on that privately. So, usually women will have like once a month when their whole life goes to shit. We all know what that is. But those feelings once a month are leading you to finding a better solution. Like, I would really get those a lot. I still get once a month. Like, check in with life and how life should be and all these things. I'm like, okay, I need to shift this, this, and this. It brings to the surface what I actually need to take care of. But when I was married, it was bringing to the surface my relationship. And I was like, oh, which is not good, right? But now I know how to take care of that in a healthy way, right? I know that if my relationship was brought up, that I would need to shift some things and actually, like, I know how to do that. So, hope that helps. Okay. Okay. That is it. This was so, so powerful. I will see you guys tomorrow night at the same time, and have a good night. Hey guys, thank you so much for being here with me today. And everything that we talked about is over in the show notes, including ways that we can stay in touch. And if you enjoyed this episode, please hit subscribe and go over to the comments and leave me a little comment, because that would mean the world to me. And I will see you guys on the next episode.